Greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Richard Piper and Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. What's on your mind today? Give us a call right now. We'd love to talk with you. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial, both in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
You know, everybody wants to know if they're secure in Christ, if their salvation is guaranteed. And certainly there's a lot of teaching out there that would cast doubt on that, that would say you could lose your salvation. So you better mind your P's and Q's. But boy, if it's left up to us, who would be saved?
Right.
I think that would be an impossible task for us to carry out. That's why it's all on God's shoulders. He did the saving, and he's going to do the persevering. So we can count on him in all things. Really rely and trust on his work in Jesus Christ to be sufficient to save us completely. Now, that's true of every single believer. You are secure in Christ, and that's guaranteed. Now, we don't always feel that, and we always don't walk in that. And sometimes when we miss the boat as far as our assurance of salvation is concerned, it's because we've forgotten one of the most basic elementary truths of the gospel. And it's this, that our sins have been forgiven. So if we're going to experience that assurance of salvation just in these souls and these personalities of ours, then it starts with resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Peter said this in his second letter. He goes through this whole list of things that should be being added to our lives. And it's really just a different look at the fruit of the Spirit. So we add to our faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affections, and to mutual affection, love. And this is just part of what we should be seeing as we're growing in the grace of God, as we're growing in our knowledge of Christ Jesus. But oftentimes we don't see that, and Peter gives the reason. It says, but whoever does not have them, these qualities, these characteristics, is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. So one way that we stumble in our relationship with the Lord is that we get our eyes on our sins, and we let our sins tell us a story that's not true. And we listen. We oftentimes listen. And boy, that shakes us. That shakes us at the core. And that makes our salvation seem a little sketchy. And we start to wonder, are we saved or are we not? And that's why we have to keep going back and realizing what Jesus did with our sins. He took them away once and for all, not just some of them, but all of them, every single one of our sins. So we are forgiven. We have that good news, that assurance.
Yeah.
Time and time again in the Word of God, we see statements that your sins have been forgiven on account of Christ's name. And we just need to rest in that.
Yeah.
We just need to believe it. And once we do, then that assurance starts to fill our thinking. And it gives us the confidence in our relationship with the Lord Jesus. So what is this process of renewing our minds? It's aligning our minds with truth. Well, what is truth? We are secure in Christ. How do we know we're secure in Christ? Because Christ died for all of our sins. He took them all away. He forgave every single one. Now, my mind needs to start really believing that.
Yeah, assimilate that.
And so as my mind gets aligned to that truth, and I start really believing that that's the case, then that assurance is going to fill my soul with the confidence I need in my relationship with the Lord.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have plenty of open lines. If you're hearing the live broadcast at about 4 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, this is the live broadcast, and we want to hear from you at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. 4:2. Friends, if you are a new creation, you are safe and secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we want to ask this question. What about those that don't know him? You know, millions of people earnestly try to build their houses on the shifting sand of the world system, but everything that they see causes fear and doubt. It's not surprising they're looking for a way out. Does this story of Jesus make a difference to you? Is the message reaching open ears? Well, Bob, who lives in Tokyo, Japan, sent this recent note to our Canadian director, Rod McLeod. Bob said, I really appreciate y'all. Interesting, y'all in Japan. I wonder how that would translate. Especially being in a faraway place where the nearest English-speaking church is a two-hour commute each way. It's an increasing challenge. The reason for mentioning this is to say thanks for the resources you mailed, Rod, and for making Basic Gospel podcasts available to enjoy at home. That's from Bob in Tokyo, Japan. So, friends, the message of the New Covenant as proclaimed on Basic Gospel is getting out far and wide, and it's only because of your gifts and prayers of support. As our thanks for your gift this month, we want to send you a copy of our new audio CD series, Eternal Security. We want you to be certain that you have eternal life, and we want those of you who have loved ones that that are near to you, that we want them to be certain as well. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. And in Canada, you can use basicgospel.net/Canada. That site is there for you who live in Canada. And when you do, be sure to request your copy of Eternal Security. Once again, open lines. If you're hearing the live broadcast, we want to hear your voice. Go ahead and give us a call at 844-322-2742. And in the meantime, this call came in overnight.
Hi, I'd like to ask a question. Why are we not preached that we must be born again? Jesus said, marvel not that ye must be born again, that we need two births, one from our earthly parents and one from our Father above through the seed of Jesus. And that's why he shed his blood. If all we had to do was just believe in Jesus coming and being raised from the dead, then why was his blood shed? Thank you so much.
Well, that's a good question. And we as Jesus said, we must be born again. There's no way other than that to enter into the kingdom of God. As he said, unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom. You will not be a part of the kingdom of God. Now, that's something that we can't do ourselves. We can't give ourselves new birth. That's something that God does. So salvation is by grace through faith. Our faith, our response is in believing. And so when that belief and that grace come together, new birth happens. We're born again. So we're made alive together with Christ. Our spirits come to life. They're regenerated. And then Christ comes to live inside of us. That's what it means to be a new creature in Christ, a new creation. And apart from that new birth, man, faith would just be intellectual assent. It would just be, hey, I agree to these propositions. I signed the doctrinal statement, so I must be in. Well, that's not the case at all. It goes, salvation goes much deeper than that. So we have to realize that a lot of times we're going to see the grace of God spelled out for us, and then we're going to see what faith is all about. And our aspect of it is simply believing. There's nothing else that we can do.
Right.
There is absolutely nothing else that we can do. If we're going to be born again, God's going to have to do that. And we're just saying, yes, Lord, have at it. Mm-hmm. And he does the borning againing.
That's right.
So we can count on that. We can rest in that. So anyone who has come to faith in Jesus Christ, as Paul said in Romans 10, confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believed in their heart that God raised him from the dead. Now, that's not just intellectual belief. That is the heartfelt, the heart truth reality of truly resting and relying on the fact that Jesus is alive. And because he's alive, he will make us alive. So when we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts, then we're saved. We're born again of the Spirit of God. And we can begin to walk in this newness of life that we now have in Jesus Christ. So, yes, we must be born again. Jesus Christ gives us that new birth. We simply believe. That's why it's always by grace through faith in Jesus. Richard?
Well, there's a tiny little technical issue here, and you brought it up there at the end. We're not born of the blood. We're born of the Spirit.
Yes.
That's why the resurrection is so important. Blood was important. Mm-hmm. Blood had to be shed in order for sin to be defeated. Jesus shed his blood. But Jesus' blood doesn't save me in terms of born again. Saves me from sin, but it's the Spirit, the living Jesus, who causes me to be born again. Mm-hmm. So it's a technical argument, but I think it's a really important one.
Yes, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, we hope this is a help to this anonymous listener. And if you have a question, don't hesitate to pick up that phone, 844-322-2742. We had this call also that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Hi, my name's Diana, and I was talking with this young lady, and she said, do you believe that you need to repent of your sins? And I said, well, the Bible says repent, you know, of your sins, and ask God's forgiveness. She says, you don't have to repent. She believes that you don't have to repent of your sins, that you just believe in Christ and his finished work on the cross and the crucifixion and him arising and being with the Father. And she said, that's all you need, just believe. Could you please explain that into detail? I thank you for that, and God bless y'all.
Couple of good questions today.
Yeah, that's a very good question, Diana, and certainly repentance is a part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
We're turning from our old life to receive new life in Jesus Christ. That's what repentance is all about. It's a change of mind, a change of belief system, and that only happens when the gospel is presented to us. So most of us, when we receive Christ, we're at a very low point in life. We've recognized that life out there in the world is empty. It's devoid of substance.
Absolutely.
There's nothing of value there. And so we've already come to a place where we know something new has to come along.
Yeah.
And so when that something new comes along, that being Jesus Christ himself, we believe. Well, I've already turned from that old so that I could receive the new. And that's what repentance is all about. So we were once unbelievers, and now when that gospel hits, we become believers. That's the whole change. That's that whole aspect of repentance that the Bible talks about. And it's the love of God. It's the kindness of God that leads us to that repentance, to that change of heart, that change of mind that says yes to Jesus Christ. It's interesting when Paul was on the road to Damascus and that bright light just stopped him dead in his tracks, and he heard this voice, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And it was revealed to him that he was persecuting Jesus in the body of Christ. And he was converted in that experience. But you don't see him making this, oh, Lord, I repent of all of my sins.
No.
He just knew that this was the plan of God all along. Mm-hmm. And so he gladly left Judaism so that he could be connected to Jesus Christ. That was the process of repentance, and it happens to every single believer. Mm-hmm. So in believing, repentance is a part of that, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it is. And the key point is if we're changing our minds, we're changing it from something to something, and it shouldn't be something, it should be someone. And then when you get to the confession part of it, all we ever talk about typically is the negative form of confession. Oh, I blew it again. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus confesses our names before the Father when we're accused. Well, that means Jesus is agreeing with the Father that we belong to him. So God's not trying to beat us up.
Yes.
That's a good confession. Another good confession is when we confess that Jesus is Lord. This confession about sin is merely confessing that apart from Jesus, I'm done.
Yes.
There is nothing. So I am agreeing that if I don't have Jesus, I am a sinner and I need to be saved by grace. After that, my confession tends to be thank you, Jesus, for having saved me. I'm agreeing that I am saved, not agreeing that I'm still a sinner.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we've got several people on our YouTube that are asking some follow-up questions. And so in turning to Jesus, mm-hmm. just by nature, you're turning away from the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that encompasses both, right?
Yes.
So there's a great visual image of this in the old Roman towns. In the Roman Empire, they built towns in exactly the same way. So every single town had a cardio maximus. It was the main road, and cardio is the word for heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it represented the heart of the city.
Yeah.
Well, in those Roman towns, the heart of the city was brothels, and it was just the world. It was just the sin, flesh, and the world mm-hmm. all combined right there. Well, that's where our hearts were before we knew Christ. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. We followed the ways of this world. We were dead in transgressions and sins. That's what we were like. So our hearts were connected to this world system. That's where we were going to find meaning and purpose. That's where we were going to find pleasure. That's where we were going to find all of what life could bring us.
Mm-hmm.
And we found it void. We found it empty. We found it lacking. So what I needed was the center of me to change, to move. So the center was dictated by a life of unbelief. And now when the gospel comes, I see, wait a minute. There's where real life is. There's where true meaning and purpose is. There's where righteousness is. And so I turn, and my heart is moved away from the world into Jesus. Mm-hmm. That is repentance. And it's so powerful, and it's so life-changing. We have just reduced it to a formula. I sin, I confess it, I try to turn away from it, and everything's right. No, it goes much deeper.
Yeah.
It's a much bigger word. It's about God, by His grace, moving our hearts away from the world, away from sin, away from everything we thought was important, squarely into Jesus Christ. That's repentance.
That's repentance. And
wonderful
friends,
definition of born again, too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah. Just in line with this, friends, Basic Gospel has an online store filled with excellent resources to aid your understanding in the new covenant in Jesus Christ. And when you visit basicgospel.net, click the resources drop-down menu to enter the store. And inside the store, you'll find a great variety of resources, all focused on the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Again, that's under the resources tab at basicgospel.net. Actually, it's a drop-down menu.
Mm-hmm. Then we have somebody else on YouTube going, you must bear fruit. And again, how are you going to do that through your own strength?
Can't.
You can't. As Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Do we believe Jesus or do we not?
Mm-hmm.
Do we believe that we can bear fruit through our human effort? Do we think we can do it? Boy, if we do, we sure have a lot of pride.
Oh,
we sure have a lot of self righteousness. We have to come to grips with the fact that Jesus is the source of life. And when we abide in the vine, we're going to bear fruit. Much fruit. Not just some, mm-hmm. But much fruit. Fruit that's beneficial to others. So this is coming to grips with the fact that I can't do it. That's why I turn away and turn to Jesus. And now I trust and abide in Him. And as I abide in Him, He is going to live His life in and through us. That's called bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. So let's come to grips with the fact that Jesus is the source of life. We are not. That's what we've turned away from. Thinking that we or the world system was the source of life, and turning to Jesus, who is the source of life, and learning to live in dependence upon Him and allowing Him to do His work in and through us.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, and we're glad that you've tuned in. Do we have another YouTube question, or do we need to go to an emailed question? Or?
Well, we have several of these. Let's see. What is your position on the doctrine that Jesus died spiritually?
He didn't die spiritually. He was sinless.
Right.
Therefore, there was no spirit to die. He became sin. Mm-hmm. Without ever becoming a sinner.
It was the human Jesus that died.
It was the human Jesus that died.
And that's what we have to recognize. And it was the human Jesus that offered himself as the sinless, spotless sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So he earned that through his perfect life, his sinless life. So he came to the end and he said, I can offer myself. And there's not a spot or blemish or anything. And God the Father accepted that sacrifice on our behalf.
Yeah, that's why Jesus is called the second Adam and not the second Richard.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hello, gentlemen, brothers, and I know you love me, so you're not going to punch me when I tell you what I'm going to tell you. I've listened to your conversation, and it's absolutely phenomenal and wonderful, but there's one technical aspect that hardly anybody ever, ever talks about. I'm talking about in the churches and not so much you guys. And the technical that I wanted to bring up, number one, is there's one main, I understand born again is salvation, but there's one main reason why we had to be newly created. And it's like, which is much deeper than salvation. And that is so God could, in our new creation, restore his likeness and his image. Now, we had his likeness. We had the head and the hands and the feet, but we were missing his image.
Well, I mean, he made us in his image, and certainly when sin entered the world, that image was tarnished. So when Adam and Eve had Seth, Seth was born in the image of Adam.
Yes.
So that fallen nature was passed on, and so God restores that to us. That's why we have to be born again. That's why Christ has to come to live inside of us, so that image can now be once again our vocation. We can be image bearers out there in this world. So that is definitely tied to this new birth in Jesus. So, Brad, thanks as always for your good question. We had another question on our Facebook deal from Ruth. She wants to know if the King James Version is the true Word of God. Versus the NIV or the ESV. And no, the King James Version is not the true Word of God. That was a translation. The original, what we have as far as the Old Testament is concerned, that was written in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. The New Testament was written in Greek and Aramaic. And so every translation that we have, whether in English or Spanish or French or German or Russian or Chinese or whatever language, is being translated off of those manuscripts that have been found through different archaeological digs and that sort of thing, the Dead Sea Scrolls, for example. And we have an abundance of those manuscripts. Some 5,700, I think, New Testament mm-hmm. manuscripts alone. Well, scholars have put those together into a Greek text, and it's from that Greek text that translations have happened. The King James Version was translated off not only some of the Greek text, but also the Latin Vulgate. So it was, in many instances, a translation off a translation. Mm-hmm. So the Word of God was communicated originally through Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic. And we have this great opportunity to understand it today in our own language through the revelation of God's Spirit. And that's good news.
And we have a good opportunity to help spread this message of God's love and forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ by supporting Basic Gospel. Click donate when you visit basicgospel.net in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. You can also give through the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. We would love for you to partner with us. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all this ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.